Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, December 6th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn down a penny and a half, March wheat down 3 cents, and January beans down 9.5 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar down 35 ticks. Crude oil's down $1.40 a barrel. It's been down almost $2 a barrel. Dow Jones looks to open up about 400 points lower. The metals are mixed. Bonds are up another full basis point here, 143. That's about a 7-point rally on the bonds in the last month or two. Beans lower overnight. I think it's a result of this story about the chairman of Huawei, a Chinese company, being arrested in Canada. This is the company that the U.S. accuses of putting spy devices in some of the electronics that they ship to the United States. Canada has them at the moment. The Chinese want them back. So this could fuel some trade tension, and that's what led to the lower bean prices overnight. We did have a sale of about 198,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico, about half old crop, about half new crop. I don't think that'll have a major impact on the market. We're still waiting to see something positive out of the trade agreements with China. Apparently, the Chinese walked away from a potential deal for Argentinian meal, so maybe they are serious about buying something in the U.S., but the talks of them buying corn, ethanol, and soybeans and pork certainly haven't panned out that we've seen so far. We need to see something in order to firm these markets up again. But the beans and the corn are both holding the gaps, which is positive. So hopefully we can see something positive. Do the funds want to cover their short? I think 25, 30,000 contracts of beans. I think they're short about 70,000 contracts of bean oil. I think they're short about 25,000 wheat. Do they want to cover in here? Anybody's guess. The weather for the next 10 days looks a little bit better to try to get some of the crops out of the fields. But again, I think the beans are a problem. Corn, they can get some of that corn out, but again, there will be a yield drag on that corn. But South American crops are off to a very good start there. The Brazilians look like they're going to have a huge bean crop, pretty good corn crop, and really no major problems in Argentina for the moment. Some people are saying it's a little bit wet in some parts of Brazil, maybe causing some disease pressure on the beans, but we really haven't seen too much on that. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.